So we're going to talk now about the second element that you see there, which is storytelling. Okay? It says storytelling in your book, but I had something called what is it? What is it I'm going to share with you is an alternative to storytelling. Storytelling, the example that they use here, as you can see in the book, is basically sort of like the game telephone, right? You start a story and you pass it on to somebody. I also like to call it pay it forward. You pass it on to somebody and let them continue it. And what it does is it opens up the imagination. Okay? So problem solving and creativity is not linear. Okay? It's much more subjective than objective. And so for those of us that think we're just objective thinkers, that creativity is in there, right? We just have to stimulate it. We've all got it. When you were 3 years old, you were creative. So it's not gone, right? Everybody had it at one point. Sometimes we just bury it because we do so much logical thinking that we don't use it as much. So we want to do things that will help bring it out. This storytelling idea, you can see in the about two-thirds of the way down on page 4, okay? It says, start with once upon a time, set a context for the story, pass it on to the next person, have their continue it. They keep on going until somebody else does it, right? And I actually do this as a listening exercise in another communication course that I do, and it works really well virtually. So if you're still doing virtual meetings, it can work, okay? But I want to share with you this other example as well. That's fairly straightforward. Now we're going to do something called what is it, okay? And I'm going to have you play along. So here we go. You now see a diagram in the middle of the page on the screen, and I'm asking you what it is. Write down as many things, as whatever that looks like. It might be one thing. It might be different things. There's no right or wrong, but write it on a piece of paper. When that time is up, then I'll ask you to type some of those in. And we'll read some off, and we'll see what starts to happen with your creativity and imagination, okay? So you got 1 minute. Go. Okay, so 1 minute is up. Some of you already typed. That's okay. The rest of you, go ahead and start typing. I will read some of these off, and what I'd like you to do is keep looking at this and see if you can see what other people have said. This is going to be tough to read. Everybody's moving quickly. We got a bucket. We've got wow, everybody's moving 100 miles an hour. A cupcake, a space dome, a basketball court, a foreign letter, a sunset, a car battery, a portal into an aquarium, a dehumidifier. Dehumidifier, I love that one. A temple, rising dough, lunchbox, a locked lunchbox, I think it said, a lock, okay? A window, a purse, a bag, beautiful. Now, as you're hearing some of these and you look at this, do you see it? Are you seeing more things that this represents than what you initially came up with? Chapstick, I love it, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, right? See, what happens is now we share these and our imagination opens up, doesn't it, right? We can see even more. Now we're going to R2-D2. That's a good one, Cheryl. Love it. All right, now we're going to do two more, same real quickly, because I want to show you the progression of your imagination as we go forward. You're right, Abrinka. We have different perspectives, and when we combine them, that's where brainstorming comes from. I love it, too. It's fun to do. I told you this was a fun. Oh, Gene says a Nerf gun dart. Oh, that's a good one. Wow, I love that. Yeah, I remember those. Those are great. Okay, so here we go. Here's the next one. Okay, let's see what we've got. Boy, a lot of stuff here. Let's see. A mustache, mountains, a road, a man with a mustache, end in the beginning. Wow, pinball machine. Yeah, I like that one. Prism, upside down cat. As we mention these as you read them, see if you can see it. See if you can find it as you're talking about these, okay? A robot in formal attire. I love it, Miguel. Let's see, a crayon in the sharpener. Very nice. Boy, you guys are imaginative. I love it. Beautiful. All right, so what happened? Let's go to the third one. Let's go to the third one before I ask you another question. We got one more to do, and then I'm going to ask you what you thought of the whole process, what you noticed, okay? Okay, so here we go. Here's the next one. Third, what is it? In 1 minute. So what do we got? We got a dolphin tail. We got a cat lizard tail, bird flying toward the sun. And again, look at these as you're hearing some of these or reading them and see if you can see them. The lone wolf. Ooh, nice. Banana. All right. Yeah. Let's see here. The disruptive team or a seal playing with a ball. Yeah. Partial hourglass. A plot chart. Boy, a lot of good stuff. A coat hanger. A game of marbles. Cheese. I love it. Cheese. I got to look at that one for a while to find cheese. One lost sheep away from the flock. Okay. Pixels, a lone wolf, good. Good stuff, you guys. Bees, all kinds of stuff, right? Worst dodgeball match up ever. That's great, Jasmine. Yeah, good stuff. I didn't see the one that I often hear. Does anybody see? Oh, there's Pac-Man. That's the one, Terry, I was thinking about. It looks like a Pac-Man game, if you remember that game. Again, I'm old school. All right. So, again, we touched on these very quickly. Did you notice anything as we started at the beginning and progressed to the second one and the third one? What did you notice about your thinking or your vision, or did you see any changes in them? And if so, what was it? Any changes as you started to look at these, we went for more abstract. Okay, good. Lynn, I agree with you. More abstract. What else? Any changes that you notice? More imaginative, more fun, more excitement. Yeah. I mean, it really accomplishes all those things. So the point is, we can open up that creativity. Sometimes we're in that rut. We're not using it. We think it's not there. It is there. And again, you can do this for yourself, but you can also do things like this for your team. Do the same exercise with them to get them to start to think creatively, right? Creative, remember, is nonlinear. It's outside the box. And we're going to talk about that when we get into the idea of problem solving and generating ideas in just a minute, okay?